Tales from the Mausoleum Club, written by Ian Brown and James Hendry, starring Fulton MacKay, Francis Matthews, Roy Hudd, Hugh Paddick, John Glover, Royce Mills, Peter Howell, and Karen Asco. Episode 3, A Study in Starlets.
The shocking events I'm about to relate occurred in the autumn of 1890, when I was a police officer of middle rank, middle age, and middling talents. Picture, if you will, that area of London, renowned for its theatres and music halls, known as St. Dash's, and particular that thoroughfare you all know, which I'd best refer to as Shaftesbury Dash.
I know it.
Shut up.
I do know.
It is, gentlemen, it is Tuesday evening, and the streets are thronging with ladies and gentlemen dressed up to the hilt. The gaslights are twinkling through the fog like a string of stolen pearls. Everywhere there is gaiety, excitement, and anticipation. Everywhere, that is. Except in Mr. Lionel Lobo's Melodium Theatre, where the turns he presents are famed for their consistent quality. They are all rubbish. And now, my lords, ladies, and gentlemen.
What about us?
Oh, go don't start, please. We present a leading light of Ligneous. Talks a lot. Yes, loquacity. An artificial artiste of articulate tip of my tongue. Never mind. We present a paragon of plywood.
Yeah, you should have gone before you came out.
Oh, dear. For your delight, delectation, and something else beginning with a D. William Wood and his little wooden willy.
Thank you, thank you. Come up here.
Oh, dear.
Hello, my little man. Hello, Mr. Good.
Which one's the dummy?
It's the one who sleeps, Darkman.
Now, Willie, I believe you've got a riddle for me. That's right, Mr. Good. When is a goer not a goer? I don't know, Willie. Come over here. When is a door not a door? When it's a... Oh, no! This is Carrigal! Carrigal! Mr. Wood! He's been stabbed!
Stabbed?
Yes! He's dead! He's been stabbed to death! Hang on. If he's dead... Oh, glory me.
Thank you, Mr. Winifred. There will now be an unplanned intermission. Time to enjoy fresh orange. I acted with the legendary alacrity of the Metropolitan Police, and within hours, my constable and I were on the scene. A good crowd had gathered. In fact, it was the best crowd the Melodium had had for years.
Make way there. We are police officers.
Oh, thank goodness you're here, sir. I dare not call you sergeant in front of all these oglers. Come round the back way. I mean, imagine what will become of my business if this gets into the papers.
Never mind that, sir. A man has been killed.
Yes, of course.
I want to interview all your staff at once and everyone who appeared on the bill tonight.
Yes. Please, walk this way.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't...
That'll do, Bill.
Sorry, sir. That on a musical, sir.
The instrument of Mr. Wood's demise was not a mystery. Right at the back of the stage, we were shown a large contraption whose central feature was a giant crossbow. This served as the finale to a knife-throwing display by the amazing Slasher.
Well, governors,
I confess.
Oh, you confess, eh?
I confess it's my machine. But I am not the man what committed this horrible felony.
Yeah, but look at this, sir.
Eh?
The machine has a clockwork priming mechanism. Just by turning it here, you can make it go off any time you like. Oh, dear.
Look at it.
Good gracious. You've injured one of Mr. Prestu's performing poodles.
Yes, 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 but not seriously by the look of it.
Yeah, but he won't be performing again.
So, if the firing of the device can be preordained, then once again, all fingers point to you, Mr. Slasher.
Fingers? That was 8 years ago, and it was an accident. She moved her hand.
Come on, sir, he must have been him. He's a proper villain.
Perhaps, perhaps, but if Mr. Slasher could preset this weapon, so could anybody else who had access behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's true, sir.
Everyone is a suspect. We need to find a motive.
Yes. Who would want to kill two such harmless and lovable troopers as William Wood and his little wooden Willie?
Just about everyone you sold a ticket to. You've seen his act, sir.
That'll do, Sergeant. Please. On with the interviews.
I questioned all manner of music hall turns. Bearded ladies, snake charmers, cross-dressers, the pyrotechnic Papageno, he fills the stage with blazing budgerigars, dwarf tumblers, trapeze artists, goat swallowers.
Next!
My name is Crawford Spencer. I am an actor of the highest repute who has appeared before 11 crowned heads of Europe.
Mr. Spencer, time presses.
Of course, of course. Pardon me. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace.
Thank you. From... Oh. But do you have anything relevant to the murder?
No! Is this a dagger which I see before me? The handle towards my hand? Come, let me thrust. I have some more pieces.
Next.
Does this mean I...
We'll let you know.
Oh. All right.
Next.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls so firm and stout.
Yes, yes. All right. Thank you. Next.
2 days later. Back at the yard, waiting in the inspector's office, Constable Bull and I rehearsed the salient facts.
So, Constable, the facts?
There aren't any.
On the contrary, the facts are twofold. Number one, this is an apparently motiveless murder. Number two...
We don't know who did it.
Oh, Constable! Ah, Inspector.
Now, Chalker, how are we progressing with the Melodium murder?
Well, sir, we've managed to amass two facts.
Thank you, Bull.
Yes, just as I had surmised. Well, it is not good enough. The papers are talking of little else but this case, and there's the Parliamentary Review of Scotland Yard next month.
Ah!
The public wants results, and results are what we are going to have.
Well, sir, if you have a notion as to how to expedite this investigation, we'd be very pleased to hear it.
Good. Because I have decided that where the professionals can make no progress, we must seek the assistance of the amateurs.
Oh, no.
Therefore, I authorize you to procure the services of that celebrated consulting detective, Mr. Melcroft DuPont.
Not again. Not again.
It was with heavy heart and Constable Bull that I made my way to a flat off Regent's Dash, home of that celebrated interfering amateur, Melcroft DuPont. You are all no doubt cognizant of this fellow's reputation, having read of his miraculous deductive skills in the Dash magazine, the man who successfully concluded such notorious cases as the Sign of V, the Miner's Scuffles in the Rue Morgue, the Prunestone, and the Woman in White with a Hint of Apricot. I would not begrudge him his glory, were it not for the fact that most of the groundwork in these cases was carried out by a hard-pressed police force in the unpublicized person of myself.
Yes?
I'm sorry, madam. I must have come to the wrong house.
It's all right. I'm Mr. Dupont's new housekeeper.
Then would you kindly tell him that...
Sergeant Chalker and Constable Bull are here to see you.
What?
How did you know our names?
Mr. Dupont's been expecting you, sirs. You'll find him in the parlour.
Try not to look so surprised, Constable. If there's one thing we mustn't do, it's show Dupont he's put one over on us.
Here we are, gents, and no mistake.
What? But there's no one here. I thought you said, madam, that we'd find him in the parlour.
And so you have, gents. If you just give me time to...
unveil myself.
Gaw!
Close your mouth, Constable.
Yes. We don't want to show Dupont he's put one over on us.
Yes, Sarge, does he always wear a frock?
Only when he fancies himself as a master of disguise.
Well, it certainly foxed you, Chalker. Well, cigars, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, but...
No, thank you.
Well, you won't mind if I have one.
No, but I do wish you wouldn't bite the end off.
But, Chalker, you know very well, I haven't used a cigar clipper since the case of the stolen cigar clipper.
Now, look here, Dupont. Unfortunately, I have been sent here to seek your assistance.
Ah, but I hardly think I can assist you in the way you most desire.
What do you mean?
I notice you failed to satisfy your wife last night.
What?
You are sporting yesterday's collar, sir.
Oh, yes.
And a man as fastidious in his habits as yourself would ensure that his wife laid out a fresh one every morning. Obviously, you upset her in a particular way.
Hmm? That's enough from you, Bull.
Sorry, sir.
No, I'd left the house very early today.
Couldn't stand another minute sleeping on the sofa.
What? How did you know
that strand of horsehair in your whiskers?
Oh! But we haven't time for this nonsense. Time is of the
fine. But I must go into the other room and just slip out of my dress.
Rum fellow, eh, sir?
What? Oh, yes, yes. Let's just hope he doesn't bring out his banjo.
Hey?
We'll see who that is, Bull.
Ah, well, hello there. Top of the morning, take a thought. Pick up. It's a Mr. Dupont I want to be seeing, to be sure.
I'm afraid he's in the other room at the moment.
Ah, but I have a package for him, be Jesus.
Well, Mr. Dupont is in my employ at the moment. I will receive the package on his behalf.
But sure, he gave me strict instructions to deliver it into his own hands. And not to any flat-footed Bow Street runnels I might find lurking about the house at all.
Duh! When I get hold of him, I'll...
You'll what, sir?
Yes, it's me all along. Uncanny, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll say.
Now, to solve the Melodium murder... No, don't interrupt, Inspector. After a week without results, I know that's what you've come to see me about.
Well, the facts...
The facts are twofold. One, there is no motive. Two, there is no suspect.
But we already...
Hush! Let me think. Let me see now. Aha! And I can now furnish you with a third fact.
Yes.
There is no...
Yes.
Yeah.
Victim!
What?
What?
Yes, or rather, no predetermined victim.
What are you playing at?
The banjo. But as for the melodeon, I took the trouble to make some elementary inquiries there, as I was sure you would not.
But...
And it seems they have a rather singular method for fixing the order of the evening's entertainment. Since each turn is as bad as the others, its position on the bill is selected by lot. So... The presence of Mr. William Wood on stage, the precise moment that the device was triggered, was the work of blind chance. Could have been any of them.
He's right, you know, sir.
Yes. Yes, yes. I know. He's always bloody right.
Pass the cigars, would you? No hands. So easy.
Goodbye, Dupont.
Delectation and your disestablishmentarianism.
Well, sir!
Give us enough of murder!
imitator of prestigious pro stuff this. Here's the magician.
Good evening. Thank you. Tonight I am going to place my enchanting assistant, Flossie, into this box. One box. Take this carpentry saw of the Sheffield steel. And I shall proceed to Sora in half. Thank you.
Sir, I've been thinking.
Yes, Paul.
If we got no suspects, no motive and no proper victim...
Yes.
It seems we got no murder.
Eh?
Look, it could have just been an accident, like Slasher said. Slips happen all the time in the theatre.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Let's have an early night. Come on.
Oh, sir, here you are. As the Lord is my witness, I don't know how this could have occurred. I never use a real saw. Oh, my poor Flossie.
Yes, I'm sorry, sir, but we must still include you in our inquiry.
Inspector, can't you see the poor devil is beside himself?
Yeah, and so is Flossie by the looks of it.
Oh,
Constable.
No.
Oh, sorry, sir, sorry.
Dear, oh, gracious me. Someone must have got in and swapped my trick saw for a real one.
Ah. Robo, Miss Robo, there's a queer-looking toff living by the stage door. A proper wrong-un he looks and all.
That's our man. Come on, Bull, after him.
Did you see him, Sarge?
No. Damn this peace super.
Wait. Huh? There he is. Quick, grab him.
Got you, you blackguard.
Let me go. I am a German citizen. Achtung. Chancellor Bismarck will hear of this.
German, eh? Well, what business have you creeping round our theatres dressed up like Jack the Ripper?
Ah, yeah, that was not me. Let me go.
It seems that we have our man, Balls.
Oh.
The handcuffs, if you please.
Oh, no.
Right. I wish DuPont was here so I could see the expression on his physog.
Yeah.
Well, if you so wish, Sergeant, then your wish shall be my pleasure.
Good evening, gentlemen. Did you enjoy your run?
Oh, no.
Have a cigar.
DuPont, you blithering jackanapes. What's the meaning of this tomfoolery?
It was necessary to lure you away from the theatre.
Lure us away? Why?
Well, we could hardly discuss the case in front of our prime suspect.
Suspect? But we haven't got one.
There's no pattern at all.
On the contrary, dear Sergeant.
Oh, no, here we go.
There is, in fact, a most distinct pattern that leads us directly to the murderer.
Then who...
I'm sure you'll work it out eventually.
Eventually? But there's no time to waste.
Wrong again, Sergeant. We have precisely 7 days, during which time I intend to turn my talents for ensnarement from criminals to salmon in the braes of Caledonia.
But...
Have no fear. Until...
I sweated and puzzled like a cracksman with an unfamiliar lock. By night... I tossed and turned on our parlour's horsehair sofa. What was the meaning of DuPont's latest taunts? And how much longer would the inspector delay my demotion? The next Tuesday evening found me in the wings of the Melodeon Theatre.
Well met, Mr. DuPont.
Hmm.
Enjoy your fishing, did you?
Oh, indeed. And by your presence here, I take it you've discerned the pattern in the Melodeon murders, hmm?
Certainly I have.
Yeah, it's no surprise, really. Even the vulgar populace have worked it out. And they're here in large numbers for the regular Tuesday tragedy.
Then hadn't we better arrest our man at once?
Without evidence? No, no, no. No, we must wait and catch him Manu Rubato.
Manny who?
Red-handed, my flat-footed friend.
Red-handed, my eye. He always rigs it so as he's never there when it happens.
Don't worry your plodding constabular brain about it. Just be ready with the handcuffs when I give the word.
DuPont, you insufferable interfering...
Thank you.
Yes, it's me again. Your humble host. And now, for your excitement, exhilaration, and inextinguishable ecstasy, we present the Emperor of Extrication, the Nabob of Non-Confinement, the Uttermost in Unentanglement.
What?
An escapologist, Your Highness. Here he is, the daredevil of Dagenham, Dangerous Dag.
Thank you, and hello.
Hello.
As you can see, I am suspended by my ankles over a large vat of boiling acid of nitrates. My assistant, Valerie, is now tying my wrists with two venomous cobras. And my head here will be encased in this water-filled helmet here, which is also lined with 23 of Europe's sharpest razor blades. I shall be lowered into the vat and shall thereupon endeavour to escape. Thank you. Valerie, the helmet.
If the murderer makes his move, it'll be now. Come here and watch this, Chalker. You might learn something.
Sorry, DuPont. I stumbled.
You blunderer. I've dropped my cigar.
I'll get it.
Thank you. And now I'm going home for a jolly good bath.
There you are, completely unscathed. Now, I realize that some of you were drawn here tonight by a certain morbid fascination. Fancying that the two unfortunate fatalities occurring here are part of some wicked design. I assure you, nothing could be further from the truth. But who knows when the bloody hand of fate will next raise its gory fingers?
Look, it's Meltrock DuPont, the celebrated detective.
Murder! It was.
He's dead! But I don't understand.
Men, seize that master of ceremonies.
All right, there we are, sir. And look what we've found on him.
Aha! 5 gelatin capsules of cyanide of potash. And the 6th here, between the victim's teeth. So DuPont's fate was assured by his notorious lack of a cigar clipper. It's the drop for you, Mr. Oboe.
But I didn't do it.
Aha! Can you also deny the murders of William Wood and the lovely Flossie?
No! I confess, those 2 deaths are talked against my name. It was a cruel but effective means of improving my houses. With the name of Melodeon screaming from every newsstand, the public flocked to my theatre like vicarious vultures. Better the 2 should perish than my beloved Melodeon Theatre. Yes, those 2 were mine, but I swear I did not kill Meltrop DuPont.
Tell that to a court of your peers. Constable, take him away.
Tragic travesty of tribunal turpitude. A megalithic miscarriage of premature imprisonment. I can love it, a joker.
And, of course, you know the rest. Oboe was convicted of 3 murders. I was promoted to superintendent after the parliamentary review, and now I enjoy a reputation as the most celebrated detective in the metropolis.
Wait, sir. What opportunity did the murderer have to tamper with DuPont's cigars? I mean, you know, he just returned from Scotland.
Oh, it was a simple matter of passing him a prepared cigar while his attention was elsewhere.
When DuPont arrived at the theatre, Oboe was front of house, where he remained until his arrest. He never got near enough to affect the switch, unless... lesser...
Now, don't worry your honourable brain about it, Mr. Green. Have a cigar, will you?
Thank you. No, I'd rather not. I didn't believe in smoking.
Tales from the Mausoleum Club, Episode 3, A Study in Starlets, was written by Ian Brown and James Hendry and starred Fulton Mackay, Francis Matthews, Roy Hart.
Yes, have a seat.